Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Holiday Survival Series.
That's right. This month, the month of December, we're focusing on questions concerning work and the holidays.
Yeah. Last podcast, we talked about Secret Santa. We've also covered topics like gift giving and office parties, and still to come, vacation time, end of year bonuses, and pending layoffs.
Yeah, well, that cheery topic, pending layoffs, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Not too ho, ho, ho.
So cheery. Yeah. All right. Why don't we just go to our first question, Logan?
I work for a company that just merged with a similar corporation 6 months ago. Yesterday, we received a general announcement that there will be layoffs at the end of 2013. It's not clear who will be laid off, but this news has created a really creepy atmosphere in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions for handling the holidays in an environment where everyone is afraid of losing their jobs?
Ugh. Start looking for another job.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do. I mean, you have to get really busy on LinkedIn and networking. And I'd go to every party, whether I was invited or not.
That's such a good point.
Yeah. Just get yourself out there, because the more proactive you are to networking and looking for other jobs, the less you'll care.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to care.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be laid off, but don't be too confident that you're not on that list either, right? Because you never know.
Right. And my guess would be that chances are that this has been, you know, you've sort of seen this coming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when a merger happens, there's almost always a certain number of layoffs, because the new management or the management of the company that's bought you isn't going to want to duplicate anything. Right?
Right.
So that's sort of in the cards. And I think the other part of it is often mergers are happening because the industry may be shrinking, which I don't know if that's true, but it could be true.
Yeah, usually it is. And that's why these companies are merging, because they can't really make it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your job, you know, I don't know how many mergers this person has gone through, but sometimes, you know, if you're in a particular industry, whether it's fashion or publishing, this is not the first time you've seen this. So you may want to also consider for the holidays giving yourself the gift of a career counselor.
Ooh, Kathy.
Ooh, she likes that one. Or, you know, read some books over the holidays, or think about maybe what your next career should be or could be.
Yeah.
Because how many can you sustain of these mergers?
Yeah, I think that's such a good point, because otherwise, I mean, the biggest challenge in this kind of environment is managing your fear and the fear of everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is contagious. You know, you can, at least in my experience, it's palpable. So, and the other thing that happens a lot in these kinds of settings is the rumor mill just goes nuts, right? Where everyone's sort of looking at everyone else, trying to figure out if they're the one that's going to be cut.
Yeah, it's really, really unpleasant. And you have to ask yourself, why would they say by the end of the year? I mean, there used to be this kind of,
courtesy?
Yeah, that we didn't lay people off in the month of December. And that just seems to have gone out the window.
Yeah.
And I wonder about that, because, you know, your employees are humans. And that's just such an unfriendly, unloving. Oh, that workplace isn't about love. Excuse me. Uncaring.
I think it should be about love.
Of course, because love is everything. But it just seems so wrong to me. But anyway, I think you have to get proactive. That's what I would say.
I agree 100%. And I would say, in terms of the office, when you are there, that what you can do is you can model the positive, non-fear-based behavior that you wish others would. So you can be at least one light in this dark environment.
But I think the only way to do that is to be proactive.
To know you have options.
Right. And the more, you know, this can get a hold a grip on you.
Yeah.
And then you can be paralyzed by this fear. But you really want to do the opposite, which is get out and take actions for yourself. Oh, do we have another great question, Logan?
Another
happy.
Great question. I'm a manager, and I was just told that I have to fire one of my employees at the end of this year. His performance has been subpar for several months, so it's a reasonable request, but I hate looking at him every day, knowing that I will be handing him a pink slip in the very near future. What do I do to combat my feelings of guilt when it comes to this person?
Easy. Just remind yourself that you're probably doing their job. I mean, if they're subpar, how's the work getting done? You're probably you. That's a good way to relieve your guilt.
Well, first of all, you're probably doing their job because you're a caring person. That's part of the problem.
Oh.
Well, you know how we talk about, actually, in the role in working with you is killing me. We talk about the roles that people play.
Mm-hmm.
And very often the kind managers, we call them the caretakers. And what happens is that they find out a lot about the personal lives of their employees. And then they find it very hard to hold them accountable for the job that they aren't doing.
Right.
Right.
So they make excuses for them.
Exactly. So my hunch is that this person, this manager, is of that ilk, you know, very caring, probably knows far too much about the person he's about to fire, wishes that he could fix the situation and can't, and so feels this guilt about it. So part of what I would say is that this is the dark side of management. You can be kind to this person and maybe consider how to let him go with dignity. And actually, Kathy, you've been in situations where that's been possible, right?
Well, yes. And also, I think there's a flip side to this, which is I think people have to remember that anyone who is subpar usually knows it.
Yeah.
And why do we think those people want to keep the job?
Right. It's not a good fit.
Yeah. Nobody really likes to be fired. But 2 months after they've been let go, they have such a sense of relief and they knew it was wrong to begin with. So,
I
just think you have to remember that this person knows that it's not a good fit. They're probably looking anyway.
Or thinking they should be looking if they only had more time.
Right. So I think you have to remember that I like to look at it as you're releasing a person from something that isn't good for them anyway.
Yeah.
So, it is the dark side of managing. It is the hard part of, you know, being a manager. But it's those decisions are painful in the moment, but everybody's happy in the long run.
That's right. Well, it's also an interesting kind of principles over personalities that even if you care about someone, if they're not doing their job, they're hurting the company, they're hurting your productivity, they're actually hurting the team. And sometimes teams become less capable because they organize around the least efficient person in the
group. And I think you also have to think, you know, this is a gig world now, not really a job world. So you have to remember that, you know, they're going to have many jobs. You may have many jobs too. So it's not that, it doesn't have to be that big a deal anymore.
Right.
I don't know what this person does, but they probably don't want to hang out for the rest of their lives. So, it's definitely stings, but
part of growing
it
up.
Is, and it's part of management and getting used to it also. I think that's it for this segment. I know it wasn't the cheeriest in our cheery month. Anyway, come back again for the next segment where I promise we will be a lot more cheery.
Maybe we'll talk about vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.